listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your news briefing. Sir Charles Gairdner and Perth Children's Hospitals have been affected by a power outage today. A spokesperson claims patient care was not impacted apart from the delay in starting theatre procedures. Both are now back up and running. Some big wins for WA at National Cabinet in Canberra. The Premier securing a commitment from the PM to fast-track work visa applications to get more workers into WA. Here's Mark McGowan reminding the other states on why WA is a great place to live.
Basically, based upon the fact you can get a very high-paying job and a house which is half the price of a house in Sydney or Melbourne. So there's a lot of appeal to coming and living in Western Australia. And I think I've just wrecked the bipartisanship.
It'll be masks off at airports across WA tomorrow, with the further easing of COVID restrictions kicking in just after midnight. They'll still need to be worn on planes as well as public transport and in healthcare and high-risk settings. WA Health has recorded one historical death from COVID-19 today, a woman aged over 100. It follows 5,311 new cases, with 34,203 active in the state. While 260 people are in hospital with the virus, 11 in ICU. And all Rottnest Island ferries for Saturday and Sunday have been cancelled with dangerous weather in the forecast. It's the first time since 2018 they've been stopped due to rough conditions. Listener.